Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switch2wowbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are up and running, testing 1, 2, test.
I can't believe how many times I've talked to you. It's like, it's a weird thing. Like, we started doing the podcasts, and then the radio show. It's like,
I know, it's too much.
It's too much talking to you. And now it's our anniversary. We're supposed to go for dinner and sit.
We're not going out.
I know, that's what
we're going to
think.
Chicken Holiday.
No, I know. Listen.
Happy anniversary.
Before you speak. On anniversaries, usually people go out for dinner, but I couldn't imagine just sitting there. I mean, have another conversation with you.
I know. And the feeling is mutual. I want to go out separately tonight.
Do you?
Yeah.
No,
yes.
You don't. Because you never, be honest.
What?
Because you never want to do anything without me.
I'll go to New York without you in a second.
No, you hate it. You always want me
to
go.
No, I like hanging in New York without you. I have fun.
No, you don't. Last night, I was went out with my friend after the radio show, and you were like,
for out, and then she came back. I noticed when she got home, both of her boots were untied. What does that mean, folks? What does that mean?
Carelessness. That's what that
represents. They're both are untied?
Well, what? I don't think, like, here's the thing.
Don't use my line. Here's the thing is my
sorry,
line.
Sorry, you're right. Now I'm becoming you.
My neck and shoulders hurt. Back hurts.
If I was having an affair with someone, if I chose to, like, hey,
I didn't say you had an affair. No, I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah. No. I don't know what you're implying then. What are you implying then? Go
your
ahead.
Boots,
tell me.
Both your boot strings, both your boot laces were untied.
Okay. So what does that imply?
That implied to me.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with your mouth? Why do you keep doing that with your lips?
I ate the cookie and then I got.
And you know we're trying to eat healthy, and Bonnie just made like 100 cookies.
Okay. Whatever.
100 cookies. And the problem with cookies, like you go, I won't eat that many. But every time you walk by, you eat a half of one, one.
She's going to take them. She has to take a snack every single day for lunch. So she'll put
for
two
what?
Cookies in her lunch every day.
Okay, for 50 days?
Yes. I'll put some in the freezer, whatever.
I'm just saying, you can't walk by cookies and not eat cookies, right?
Well, I wanted to do something with Raina after school today.
Well, oatmeal, like you used to make cookies with applesauce that were healthy. Now I walked by, I saw a whole stick of butter in one batch of cookies. I mean, a whole stick of butter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you Would you videotape yourself doing that and then bring it to CrossFit and go, hey, folks, I want you to see this. Look at this, a whole stick of butter. Huh? How about that? You wouldn't do that, would you?
Let's get back to the shoes.
Eh, it's a lost cause.
No, no. I want to know why. 'Cause I,
what?
I want you to explain to me.
Okay, first, what, let me say...
If it's not about me having taken off my boots and my pants at some point in the evening, what is it about it that you've brought it up several times?
No,
last
I didn't.
Night
I
you brought it up?
Once. Last no. night, once, just no. now, just for something to talk
no,
about.
No, you brought it up this
okay,
morning.
Okay, let's talk about the other thing first.
What?
Okay.
What other thing?
I get into my bed the other night. I get into bed. Now tell me, folks. Now if you're, if
tell
you're,
me, tell no, me, on. Folks. If, call in. Here's the number.
If you're a detective, say you're a detective, right?
But you're not a detective.
But I am. I a little bit. I come home. I go to lay. I get under my side of the bed, and Bonnie's pajama bottoms are under my side of the bed. So all that can mean is that Bonnie took her pajamas off in the bed. And left them, right?
What? First of all, I don't like the people knowing that I wear men's pajamas.
I didn't say they were men's pajamas.
Well,
I never once
pajama
said men's.
Bottoms, I mean...
What do you mean? Girls wear pajama bottoms and tops. I bought you many different pajama sets back in the day when I used to buy you stuff. I used to buy you all kinds of silk stuff, silk pajamas, silk pants, silk tops. You never liked them. You never appreciated them. So now if you were a husband... And I didn't accuse her. I just said, oh, your pajama pants.
Then you kept bringing it up. I didn't even understand at the beginning. I was like, oh. I mean, I didn't care. I was like, oh, sorry.
And then
you're like, why are they in the bed? And I was like, I don't know.
And then next to them, there was male underwear that wasn't mine.
No, stop. Male underwear. Hilarious.
Okay, but
keep to the facts so that people can see how crazy you are. So then,
yes,
whatever, I didn't bite because... It was so ludicrous. It didn't even cross my mind that this is what you were getting at. But then when you asked me the third time about the pajamas, I was like, wait, what are you getting at with the pajamas? Like, I didn't even know.
I don't want to start a fight with you. I'm just wondering.
No.
Like, I've never taken my pajamas off. Say I was wearing pajamas. Let's see.
I didn't take them off in the bed. In fact, I told you what happened. When I was cleaning up, I put my pajamas under my pillow.
Then how'd they end up under?
I don't know. We have a 7-year-old that's often in our bed. Okay.
That takes the pajamas from under the pillow and sticks them on the side. I'm
just wondering. Oh, God. Do you think, like, things are perfect? Life is perfect? No mess ever? Do you think, like, nothing ever gets moved around?
Who puts
around
pajamas under their pillow? What, like...
I don't know. It's something I did when I was a kid.
The pajama fairy comes
it.
Or something?
It's not... No, it's so that you know where your pajamas are when you go to get...
Yeah, how about a drawer?
Bed.
How about a drawer?
I don't know. Sometimes I do the drawer, too.
No one. No one on the planet... I mean, no one. If I walked up to 1,000 people and go, do you put your pajamas
under
the pillow?
Well, I don't know. That's what I was taught as a child, and that's what I did as a child.
What kind of fucked up childhood you have? Put your pajamas under the pillow?
Don't talk to me about fucked up childhood.
Oh, put your pajamas under the pillow? Who would teach you that? I want to get them on the phone right now.
I can't believe I'm having this conversation. So, no, I was not fucking anyone
in our bed. I didn't say you were.
Okay, well then... Then it makes no sense to bring up the pajamas that many times. You can't keep bringing stuff up.
No,
like,
I'm just putting it out there. I'm putting it out there for the listeners.
This is our ninth wedding anniversary. Done nothing.
Who brought home flowers?
Thank you.
Who made a card?
Don't say that you made a card when you wrote on a what is this called?
An index card.
Yeah.
What did I write though?
Happy anniversary, the love of my life, heart, love, Rich.
Yeah.
I think it's nice. I'm just saying, don't be like, I made a card. Okay.
But I left you a little note in the morning.
You left me a note. It was very nice.
I'm very
listen,
nice.
Don't act like $3.99 flowers.
Those aren't $3.99 flowers.
Whatever, and this note takes away from the fact that you accused me of cheating on you.
I didn't accuse you of cheating.
No,
I haven't done it in
nine years.
I haven't done it in a while.
You just did it twice
no,
in two
I'm
days.
I'm just saying, if you were a listener, what would you think?
Okay, then you break it down for me, and I swear to God, I won't say anything. If you can explain to me why you would bring up pajamas 3 times and boots undone 3 times, if you can explain to me why that was bothering you, and be honest... And it has nothing to do with cheating. I'll accept it. Go ahead. What is it that bothered you about, one, the pajamas, two, the boots undone?
Well, the pajamas bothered me.
Be honest.
Because it's weird to find pajamas under...
Why?
My side of the bed.
Why is it weird to you?
Because anybody that gets undressed, doesn't do it under the bed. They get out of the bed.
So if someone were to do it, if you were to find pajamas in the bed, what does that mean to you?
That the person is very lazy.
So that's what's worrying you.
Yes.
Is that I'm lazy.
You're getting lazy.
And what about the boots?
If one untied, maybe, but two untied, you're getting extremely lazy.
Okay, so you're lying to me, and now probably you're lying to yourself.
No, I'm not lying.
Because what is, nobody gets all worked up about laziness like that.
Well, laziness for you.
Especially when somebody makes you 87 different kinds of soups, 100 different kinds of cookies.
First of all,
okay,
you made 4 soups the other day. And they weren't for me. They were for everybody. And they, you make them, but you eat them all. You eat all the soup.
I make them for the family.
You make them for you.
I don't know why you have to like...
You make them for
everything
you.
Has to be broken down into who's got what.
You know what? I just said you make me soups.
I know, but I meant for the family. When you say I paid your rent...
I never said I paid your mortgage.
That's what I meant.
We don't rent.
I paid your mortgage. It's not my mortgage.
I don't say yours. I say I paid a mortgage. I don't say your mortgage. I say
Can you stop? Honestly, you're smarter than this.
I have to take.
You're a better person than this. For you to keep arguing these little teeny tiny
things.
Okay,
then let's move on.
Put your cards on the table and be honest. It's the only way that it can get better. Because after 9
my
fucking
tarot cards.
Years, stop. Stop.
All right.
After 9 fucking years of never having done one thing wrong.
Well, no one says, I never said you did.
In terms of what you think, I've bought 0 amount of trust from you. That's it.
That's not true. I trust you a lot more than I, many, way better now. As you're getting older.
I understand that most of it is that you're insane and you can't help it. But at some point you should be able to tell your insane brain, well...
I want to do a podcast with Dr. Seuss.
Look, if you're not here, I'm rarely here by myself, okay? So the fact is that you should be able, if you're a detective, to break down very quickly, pajamas in the bed. She went upstairs to her room. Pajamas in the bed.
Shame on you.
It's just some weird thing that happened because... if you just looked at the facts without even giving me any bit of trust whatsoever that no, my wife would not do this. Even if you can't do that, you could at least be like, well, she would have to be here with somebody when my daughter is home. Which
no.
Is weird.
What are you talking about? She's at
when
school all day.
Yeah, but you're here.
I was playing golf. I was playing golf 2 days ago all day. So, and that's why you always say, when are you coming home?
Oh, this is the other thing.
What?
See, you say, I don't bring it up, but you bring it up in every fucking way possible without really, and then you backtrack
well, see,
and be
you're
like,
starting to get
I don't mad. Mean it. Yes, yes.
Then
I don't, because you're like backtracking, like, I don't mean it, because I just remembered another one.
What?
I said, when are you leaving, or I can't remember, when are you coming home from a gig or whatever? Oh, yeah, that's right. I said, when are you coming home from a gig? Why? Why do you want to know? Why do you need to know? Well, what is it that you're doing that you would need to know that?
And then I never said that.
And then when I said, stop, isn't it okay for someone to fucking know when their husband is coming home?
There's no need to curse on our anniversary.
Shut the fuck up right now. You
no
really pissed me off.
There's no need
Why
to
would you say that? Why would you say that? And then if I say call you out on it, you're like, I'm not saying it because of that. But that is why you're saying it. And we all know. I know. The listeners know. You know. And Dr. Steve knows.
Dr. Steve? Okay. Why does Dr. Steve know?
I don't know. He's just like the only doctor that we have.
He texted like I'm doing a...
I've never even met him.
Met him at Opie's wedding. You met him.
Well, I don't remember back that far to Opie's wedding, and it was, don't make that face.
What?
And also, like, I'm meeting a guy named Dr. Steve at Opie's wedding that means nothing to me. It's only
really?
Recently that he's on the podcast and stuff, and that, like, it's not like
no,
I knew who he was before.
Yeah, Dr. Steve, you met him at the wedding. He was
no, I don't
wearing
remember.
A suit.
Stop.
He texted me today. I'm working in Kentucky, then I'm doing Sunday night in Nashville, Tennessee.
I won't ask any questions about it, God forbid.
And he said he might drive down 5 hours. I go, don't fucking drive down 5 hours to see me. You know, him and his wife, we might take Monday off. Why? Don't drive 5 hours. I mean, I'm going to work in your town at some point in Knoxville, you know. I don't know, something up with that. What do you mean? What do you think something's up with it?
It means you're going to suck his cock or something. You probably did it before at the wedding, maybe, and now he thinks you're going to do it again.
Oh, really? At the wedding?
Oh, do you like it? Do you enjoy it? Somebody accusing you of things you didn't do?
You accuse me of being gay all the time.
Yeah, but non-stop. That's true.
Non-stop.
You don't ever deny it.
Because I'm bisexual. I'm not gay. There's a difference.
Oh, my God. Please, no.
Okay. I got a 100 turns of my ninth.
Oh, you know who I called yet?
I found out.
Are you?
No, not at all. Jesus.
You are, right?
No, I'm not. Don't ask somebody and then pick your nose.
I didn't pick my nose. I didn't even come close.
I got a blue pill in my pants.
I bet you don't need a blue pill with Dr. Steve, do you?
I don't even know what Dr. Steve looks like. I forget what he looks like.
You made him into winning. You made him into winning.
Big deal. You know, sexuality, people get so hung. I read a long, long...
Stop, don't. Please don't publicly talk about sexuality because you're not smart enough to do it in a way that doesn't incriminate you.
I read a long, long post on Facebook last night.
Facebook?
A comic I knew that's gay that came out like on... But I never knew he was gay.
Well, that's because he was hiding it.
I know, it was sad, but he had a great... I mean, these guys are good writers. He wrote like six paragraphs, and he's with a girl, but he's whatever. Funny guy, too.
Like, he just came out on Facebook?
No, I think he did before that, you know, but I guess he did on Facebook. Like,
well, if he came out, we can say his name.
No.
Why?
It's because. It's no one's business. I'm not going to...
It's no one's business? He's writing it on Facebook. I can't do this podcast anymore.
Why?
Because I'm fucking pissed off and you won't change and you won't
I change nonstop.
And you won't understand.
I change nonstop for you. I've been cleaning. I've been doing so much shit around the house.
You'll accuse me of cheating, but you won't say the name of some comic that fucking wrote it on Facebook.
You're right. I'm not gossiping. I don't want to look like a gossip. You know what I mean?
That's all you do all day long with your fucking dumb friends.
Who?
You and Colin and Bobby and Keith. You're just,
I don't fucking... Colin doesn't...
Joe DeRosa. You guys were on the phone for like... I swear to God, I did all my grocery shopping every time I came back to the car.
Well,
I went to three different places. You guys were still on the phone. Well, yank.
DeRosa's you could talk to forever because she's got so much shit... Because
he never... No.
Going
the
on.
The reason that you could talk to him forever about anything because he never fucking makes up his mind. He just... He's like the most... What they say that girls do, that he does it, which is just they want to talk about the problem. And that's all he wants to do. He just wants to indulge you in his fucking bullshit over and over.
No, that's
not
you're bad mouthing your friend.
If he's listening, which he's not because he's too busy on the phone with some fucking douchebag yakking about if he should get a trip home from Toronto or stay there for 3 days. Like, can I bend your ear about a problem I'm having?
He called me about that, but he called
me. Yeah, no, he called me 2 days earlier and asked me. I told him, stay in Toronto, you fucking idiot. And then he calls you. Do you think I should? He's probably called 20 people about that. Should I stay in Toronto?
There's nothing wrong with getting opinions. That's getting opinions. Why is my back and neck and everything so fucked up? He's getting opinions, that's all. You know, Colin, we don't gossip about other people. Colin's not a gossiper. Keith likes to talk about people. I like that. Bobby's not a gossiper. Bobby's got a lot of shit going on. He doesn't need to gossip. Yeah, Bobby will gossip. Yeah, he will. Bobby will. Keith will. Definitely DeRosa will. But Colin doesn't. Unless we're both trashing the same person.
You notice Colin doesn't really trash people. He just laughs at you trashing people.
No,
he stays out of the fray. He's
Mr. Political, you know. We're kind of losing him to the politicalness. You know what I mean? So
you should right now.
What? We can never take a phone call and put it next to the mic again. People were just very upset about that 2 weeks ago.
Who cares?
I care. I care about our listener.
All right, so we won't take a phone call again. Is it really something you got to bring up on this podcast?
I'm just telling you.
Okay, let's go over all the things we're not going to do.
What else?
We're not going to pound the table. We're not going to eat pretzels on air anymore. This is our new list of things we're going to make the podcast better.
What do you think is better?
What about the shoes with the the lace is undone.
What
Did
about
you think
that?
It's because I took my shoes off somewhere in between the cellar and getting home?
No, who said that?
Well, why'd you keep bringing up the laces on my shoes?
I just don't understand how somebody could walk around with both their laces. Are you that?
They did in the car.
They can't undo in the car just sitting there. You got to
be. Yeah, they can.
See, the problem is, here's your problem. You don't pay
attention. And then I walked into the house, and they came undone more, and I didn't fucking bend down and pick them up because it was late and I was tired.
Your problem is you don't pay attention to things, and that's why things happen. That's, you know, you're not aware.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? Remember when you pulled into the garage with the door, back door open, and you crushed the whole door of the car? Remember that?
That was fucking 8 years ago.
It wasn't 8 years ago.
Yeah.
No. No, it was about 5 years ago.
No, it was 8 years ago.
Remember when you bought some kind of earpiece and you left it on the subway? And then you ran out and bought another one?
That was like 10 years ago.
I'm just saying. Do you remember that?
Oh my God. Do you want me to start bringing up? Remember when you used to fucking sell shit for crack? Remember? Remember you used to do that?
Nah, I didn't really have too much to sell.
Remember you used to fucking cheat people out of their hard-earned money?
How?
Fake paint.
I didn't use fake paint. Not fake
paint. Cheap paint.
Cheap paint. Yeah, so that was 30 years ago. 30.
So what? That's what my point is. It's like you're bringing up shit from a long time ago.
Okay, but I'm just saying you're absent-minded.
And now, yeah. Oh, God forbid. God forbid I fucking let my shoelace come undone.
Two of them? Two of them?
I can't.
Then I drive.
These are the kinds of things that you're supposed to find endearing, by the way.
Then I drive in. You watch too many fucking shows. That's your problem. You read too many of those magazines and watch too many.
What magazines?
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. I drive into New York last night. We drive in. It's fucking brutal. And Bonnie gets on, like, she gets on her computer in the car, like I'm her fucking chauffeur. Like, you know, she's like fucking, she's
too.
Acting like she's like Jane Fonda or something.
Oh my type, God.
You know,
I wish she could just, like, we should do one of those movies where we switch bodies or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, why?
Because if you had to live my life for 5 minutes, you wouldn't be having all these issues. You're out golfing every day.
Not every day.
Can you honestly stop being a fucking prick when I'm having a conversation with you?
Okay, go ahead. Well, I don't want you to point out like people think every
people,
day.
Nobody in the world thinks you golf every day. Some days it's raining. Yeah. So people go, oh, probably not. He probably doesn't do it on the rain days. Oh, there's probably days he doesn't feel like it. That's probably. Okay.
You're funny. How cool was it last night?
Shut up.
What?
I was enjoying some silence from you for a second.
So last night, we're hanging at the cellar. Bonnie, making old Chris Rock laugh. Bonnie stepping it up, making Chris, you know. There was a
you
time.
Know why? Because I used to be like nervous around him, and then at some point I was like, he'll never, ever help me. And then I was like.
But he had a good point. When someone helps you, that doesn't make a career. That just gives you a boost or something, right? If they help you. What did he say about helping someone?
He said he was always right. He could tell if somebody's going to get famous or not. And he goes, I'm always right.
But I have an eye for that too. I've picked many people that I knew were going to hit. That's easy to do.
I'm wrong all the fucking time.
It's easy to do.
I'm constantly wrong.
Really? No. It's easy to pick somebody.
My picker's broke.
You know. So did you say pick me? To him?
No. No, I didn't.
Closer to the mic.
No, I did not. But that's what he always does. He always like makes these comments while he's fucking looking over at me. Like,
he's never seen you on stage. He doesn't
even
know.
Has.
No, where?
He came in one night when I was at Stand Up New York. He told me, he said that I was funny.
He said it to you?
And then when I went on the set of his movie that time, he goes, see, there are funny women. There are. There's one.
Wait, when did he see a stand-up? Where was I?
I don't know. You were saying that because I was going long. But, well, I thought that I was like, why are they giving me the light early? And then.
Oh, the time he told me about the Oscars?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but still. He's seen me a few times.
Maybe he's seen your special on TV.
He likes to fucking rub it in.
Rub what in?
You know, that he's fucking hugely famous.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
No.
You can see it. It's like a glimmer in his eye. Remember when I was asking about the festival and how great it was?
Well, but that was good because, you know what?
He's like, it's good to be me.
No,
it's good to be me.
No, he didn't. He worked so hard on that fucking movie, and you know the producer had him running ragged. I mean, that's not an easy producer to work with because he's, you know, fucking a big producer.
That producer got a lot of money for that movie.
So, you know, and the fact that that movie did well makes me feel good because I helped with that movie. But he didn't put me in special thanks. He put me in credits because I was in the movie. But
yeah,
I want
but you
special
wanted,
thanks.
Yeah, like because you wrote so
yes.
much.
I'm going to text his assistant right now. Okay.
He said you were one of the best writers, underrated or something like that.
Sure, one of the best underrated. But how, like, why? Let us say, who, like, who's rating me?
Well, nobody's rating you as a writer. Nobody's rating you as a writer. So if you are a writer, then you are underrated. In fact, you're not rated at all. Okay. So it's a compliment.
All comics are writers. What do you mean? I'm not a writer for TV shows? No. I've written for stuff. I've written for a roast.
Okay, shut up. Shut up. Do you understand? Like, nobody sees a picture of Rich Voss and goes, great writer, great writer. That guy's a great writer. No, not one fucking person says that to themselves when they see you. Great writer. Because they don't know that about you. So that's what I'm saying. You're underrated. No. As a writer. And Chris Rock is saying he's one of the greatest. He's a great writer and he's underrated. And you're like, oh, let me see if I can find some fucking negative in that. Oh, why do people say I'm underrated? Why? What? Because you're not rated. He was actually being kind. You're not rated as a writer. Do you get that? Do you understand that?
No.
You don't understand it. What if he had said, you're overrated? How would you have responded to that? Great, thanks. Chris Rock thinks I'm overrated. No, that's not good. It's bad to be overrated. Okay? We could list many overrated people right now.
Give me 3. You scared?
I'd give you a fucking 100.
You give me 100?
Yeah.
Overrated comic?
Listen, if somebody said I was underrated, I would take that as a compliment. Because that means I'm better than where I am.
Yeah. It's a backwards compliment.
No, it's not a backwards compliment. If I said Louis C.K. is underrated, he was put on the cover of Entertainment Weekly as the greatest comic in the world. And I said, you know what? He's underrated. I'm saying he's even better than that. He's even better than that.
When he was put on, what was he named?
I think Jim Gaffigan is underrated. He's hugely successful. But I still think he's a better comic than people give him credit for.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
When's the last time you saw or heard him?
I watch all his specials, every single one.
Everyone?
Everyone.
And he's great?
He's great. I watch all his Lettermans. Did 8 Lettermans in 2 years.
He did 8 in 2 years?
Yeah.
Stand up?
No. He sat down. Yeah, fucking stand up.
He did 8 in 2 years?
Yes.
Over a 2 year period? 2 years in a row?
I don't know. How do you want me to break it down?
2 years in a row.
Do you want me to break
row.
It down into months for you?
2 years in a row? He did 8. 8 Lettermans, come on. He's pretty famous.
Yes, and I still think he's underrated. So is that an insult to him? No, it's a compliment. It's always a compliment to be underrated.
All right. I guess I'm underrated. What about my stand-up? Is it underrated? Huh?
I don't fucking know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know what other people think.
You don't, people talk to you.
You know what? Enough with all this right. And you trying to get some more fucking conversation about yourself.
I don't want any.
That's why you do it. That's why you piss me off. Because then all of a sudden I'm like, and it's all about you.
Not at all.
And you love it.
Not at all. Got us work tonight, didn't I? It's about us. For us. For us. You know what I mean?
Have you ever asked anyone a genuine question about themselves? Have you ever?
Yeah.
Ever in
yeah,
the history
just today
of the
I asked my friend how his girlfriend was doing because she was sick. I text him. I go, how's she doing? She said, everything's great. She had major tests. Thought there was a big problem.
Well, she's in high school? Your friend is dating someone in high school?
No. Why would why high school?
Tests?
No, she had tests on her, like tests, like, you know, for cancer or this or that. Tests.
Cancer or this or that. I hope it's this or that.
Well, she didn't have it.
She didn't have this, and she didn't have that?
No.
The doctor's underrated.
So I asked, you know, then I text Dr. Steve today. I said, look.
I don't even want this podcast to go out, because you know why? It's just another fucking podcast where I'm pissed.
You're not pissed. Like, you're smiling the whole time.
I know, but it's like I'm aggravated.
All right, then let's talk about stuff that doesn't aggravate us.
It's too late. I've already shown my true colors as a fucking cunt to every fucking podcast.
It's like
if I was with somebody else that didn't piss me off so much, I would be like...
I wouldn't marry a cunt.
You would marry whoever fucking took you.
I wouldn't marry a cunt. I'm telling you.
Remember that girl that came up to me? Well, I guess Rich told you we slept together.
Ugh, that's 20 years ago.
That you guys slept together?
How about some girl, that girl that came up to in the street last night and goes, I loved your movie. And we thought she was just a regular person. Then she said she was a comic.
I finally got recognized.
She said she was a comic. And she didn't even say she liked me in the movie at all.
Oh, no. People think it's funny to be like, you're better than him. People think it's hilarious to say that I'm better than you. No, and I'll tell you what it is.
No, not that girl. She doesn't know us. She just came up.
She watched the movie.
Yeah, but she
so she gets the dynamic.
No, she.
Yes, because in the movie, everyone recognizes you, and no one recognizes me. So in a way, I've set it up like this, but not on purpose. I mean, I was just trying to be funny. But like now, they're like, I'm not going to recognize him because I recognize you.
Well, the girl did that. She didn't even say anything to me.
But here's what. But people do this, and this is an interesting dynamic. People will say, especially when I was opening for you, people would be like, you're funnier than he is.
Well, people do believe
that. But nobody ever would say to you, and tell me honestly if this has ever happened, did anyone ever say to you, you're funnier than her? No, because you know why?
Yeah, I had people say that didn't like you when we were on the road. You were offensive to some people.
People would come up to you and say,
I wondered, a couple.
No, because they expected you to be funnier than me. So it was not a thing.
Well, but I was headlining, so they would have...
Right, but I'm saying, like, this is the point I'm trying to make, is that it was, like, in a way, it's condescending to say, you're funnier than he is. It's like, or they'll say it in front of you. Lots of times they'll be like, I think she's funnier than you! Like, it's so... What a crazy concept. It's like, out of the... Like, how hurtful is this gonna be to him? Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree with him sometimes. Yes. I say, you're right. She's very funny.
I do think that there are certain situations where I'm funnier than you, but I'm just saying that it's a funny thing for someone to say as an insult to you because it actually is an insult to me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think
like
that girl...
Saying like, that girl ridiculous.
That girl wasn't trying to insult you last night. She
No. It was almost a different situation. I was just bringing it reminded me of the other thing.
She was a new comic.
And I don't even know if I explained it right.
She was a new comic. Like, how long has she
I
been
still
doing
like it when people say I'm funnier than you, but I'm just saying it is.
How long has she been doing comedy? You didn't ask her?
No. I try not to talk to her too much.
We're on the street.
You could tell she was crazy. You know, if somebody's willing to just fucking start yakking to you.
Well, we're big comics. A new comic gets to talk to us on the street. They're going to fucking.
I know, but have you ever talked to anybody on the street? You're like aware of their time and stuff. You're like, oh, I just wanted to say this and I'll let you go. No, she was like.
You were talking to her.
I was following you.
No, you were asking her a million questions. So, what, you were in the army and stuff? And
no, she just offered it up, and I was like, oh, wow, like that.
What was her name? You don't even know her name?
No.
She was hanging with all those Philly comics. I like those guys, all those black guys from Philly.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're fun, funny. So, we got like 15 more minutes. What can we talk about? This is not moving as fast as I thought it would.
Oh, really? What about the parts where we were talking about you being underrated, where we explained that?
What about
you? You certainly loved that, didn't you?
No, because, I mean, whatever. I don't want to get into it. I emailed the distributor. Hopefully they email me back some numbers. Like, aren't you scared they're going to come back and say, like I go, do you have any numbers on how many
downloads
we have? And what if they write back 700? I'm going to go, no fucking way. Like, if it's not 70,000, 100,000, I'm going to be... Like, you know what I mean? What if they go 1,000? It can't be all the press I did, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be like 5,000. Do you
oh
know that?
Oh, my God. If it is, I'm going to cry.
It's going to be like 5,000. in 2 weeks. Then we just, oh, fuck. Even if it's not over 50,000, it's going to be disturbing.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. You got to think of it in terms of like, it'll get, you know, it'll bump up. You know, it's like when we do stuff, it'll bump up. When we don't, it'll go down. It'll like, for years and years and years, it'll be like that. I mean, it's a movie that, that people could watch forever.
Forever to the end of time.
Yeah.
Why do I have such a headache, like a backache and neck ache? My doctor said everything was okay. But he's not
It's
MRI.
Probably from doing sit-ups. It was like weird.
No, I wasn't. No, it hurt all day today and last night. But I don't want to take aspirin or Tylenol because then you get used to it. You think the pain's going to pass. You know what I mean? Tylenol will leave. It's just putting a Band-Aid on a broken wrist. You ever hear that?
If I had a broken wrist, I'd fucking take an Advil.
You know what I mean.
Do I? This is how you talk to me all the time. You say stupid shit like that.
You're kind of hot tonight. You look hot last night with your hair in a ponytail, or the other day, or whenever it was.
Oh, shut up.
I went to Bonnie's CrossFit yesterday.
Oh, my God. First of all, I came home one day from CrossFit, and I said, I did a handstand push-up. Which is, you have to like do a handstand against the wall and then go down and then go up. It's like a handstand push-up. It's hard.
I could easily do it.
And then Rich goes, oh, I could. I go, we had to do 30 in a row or something.
You didn't do 30.
Yeah, I did. I did do 30. Oh, no, wait. I did 21.
Without falling back over.
Oh, no, no. I didn't do them all at once. Oh. I can barely do one. I think I did 3 in a row and then I'd have to take a break. But, So I was telling Rich, and then he goes, oh, I can. I go, do you think you could even do one? He goes, I could do 50. I go, really? He goes, yeah, easily I could do 50. So he goes to do one and immediately falls on his head.
Well,
I was scared that you broke your neck.
No.
You couldn't even stand up on your hands.
I could easily do that.
Why didn't you then? If you could
scared I'll fall on my neck. You could hurt yourself. If somebody would hold my legs up and get me started, how hard is it?
Did you try it at CrossFit?
No.
Is that a dream I had? I dreamt that you did it at CrossFit.
Now you're dreaming about CrossFit?
I'm dreaming about you at CrossFit.
You know, and I get there and...
So then you came to the CrossFit. You couldn't do it, right?
I couldn't do what?
CrossFit.
Not some of that stuff I couldn't do because I had a bad back. I could run around a building. I could do pull-ups. I could do pretty much everything. But some of it's ridiculous, you know, because...
No, you could do it. Just come do one. Try one.
No, because my back, I don't do...
And the guy is a dick. DK.
DK. Doesn't he have a real name?
He does, but it's like Dong Kim or something.
Is his wife in shape?
He's like really nice and fun, like 90% of the time. And then every once in a while, he's just a fucking dick.
Is he a karate guy?
I have no idea.
You never seen him kick?
But he'll say shit that's like, I don't know why you don't want to know about him being a dick.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, he's an instructor, so instructors.
So sometimes you ask a question and he'll just fucking bark at you.
Yeah.
Or like he goes, one time I was doing push presses and he goes, hey, push press. And I was like, what? I'm not doing it right? He goes, yeah, no, you're doing it right. That's why I'm yelling at you. I was like, in front of everyone.
Everyone, there's 3 other people in the class.
No, that class you came to. Sometimes there's lots more.
What's the most in that class?
There's no more than 10 ever.
All right.
Per class. Why are you, what are you chewing on?
Nothing. And who's...
Something huge is in your mouth.
So you say you sometimes come in first place.
Yeah.
Over the guy with the tattoos.
No, not if he's in the class.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, he's fucking ripped.
Yeah. But the guys have to do harder stuff.
What about the heavy guy I was talking to? Is he still there or did he quit?
I don't know who you're talking about.
I talked to one guy one night and he was kind of a little big in the stomach.
No, he's still there, I think.
What do they expect out of it? To lose weight? Get in shape? What do they expect?
I don't know. You're going to have to go around and ask them that. If you want to ask me some personal questions, go ahead.
What do you expect? To be stronger, fitter, lose weight? What do you expect from CrossFit?
Well, this is what I told my instructor when I started. I said, I want to be able to carry a dead body.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
I got to get it into the trunk and out of the trunk. He said, you'll be able to.
Like, do you think...
I said 158 pounds.
Who's 158? I wish I was 158.
Well, how heavy are you?
I was 163 the other day. I got to get down to 155. That's all I need.
I better step it up then if you're getting fatter.
I'm getting fatter. But, like, why do you go there? Because CrossFit is mainly for endurance, not for losing weight. Diet,
no, it's not. It's for fucking everything.
It's for endurance and building muscle tone. But
I love, though, that this is such a fucking Voss thing.
Well,
you don't think
I know about CrossFit? You don't think I do research?
No, you've done no research.
I listen to CrossFit.
You've done no research on anything ever in your life. You've done no research.
That's not true.
Okay. Yeah, no, I happen to know this for a fact.
That's not true.
You love to spout shit you don't know anything about, which is what you're doing now.
CrossFit.
You don't know anything about it, and you're going to just tell me now what it is.
It's for toning and endurance, mainly for endurance. Okay, you could ask anybody that. It's mainly for endurance. Like, if you want to build, like, your chest, you guys don't do enough chest exercises.
You don't know anything you're talking about. See, you're just...
Do you do butterflies there? Do you do bench pressing? No.
Yeah, we do.
No, there's no bench pressing there.
Shut your mouth.
You might do push-ups. Okay, so I know it's for, you know, are you doing lats? You do pull-ups for your lats.
Stop acting like you know anything.
Why? I do. You see that I know things about it.
You look at anyone who does CrossFit, they look good. Leave it at that.
Are you kidding me? That's like saying anybody that does aerobics looks good.
No, but I mean, like, the one, you know. It's not like, you know, you look at bodybuilders and they got these fucking teeny tiny legs and huge barrel chests. It's gross.
What do you mean tiny legs? A lot of bad bodybuilders don't have little legs, not the real bodybuilders, because they judge you on your leg muscles, too.
Oh, I didn't know that we're talking about competitive bodybuilding and competitive.
Well, you just said bodybuilders.
Well, I'm just talking about, you're talking about fucking CrossFit. Oh, I can't talk to you.
No, what are you talking about? What are you?
You don't know how to have a conversation.
I'm having one about CrossFit.
You're saying CrossFit, you don't work your delts and your glutes and your fuck face. You don't work your boo 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 doo doo. And then I started to say something about, like, well, what about, you see bodybuilders, they look like a fucking mess half the time. You know, it's not like they all look great. Oh, competitive bodybuilders get judged on their legs. It's not what I'm fucking talking about. I'm talking about the exact same thing that you're talking about, which is,
well, there's no,
you think not every body part gets worked out at CrossFit. And I'm saying when you're working out at the gym, you don't work out every body part.
Not the same
You work out whatever you fucking decided to work out.
Yeah, but if you're smart, you
enough.
Mix it up.
And see, this is where, like, I'm a funny, interesting, light-hearted person. And then this is what happens. This is why I don't like doing podcasts or radio with you or whatever, because I turn into a fucking cunt because
you're
hard to talk to.
No,
you're difficult to communicate with.
I have a headache.
And then
today,
I turn into this shit.
I have a major headache.
And it's not who I really am.
You don't think so in real life?
No. I don't.
You don't think
so.
You're acoustic?
Acoustic is not a word.
What is the word?
Caustic.
Acoustic.
No, if you're accosting someone, that's different.
Okay. No, it's acoustic.
Look, somebody pointed this. This is how stupid you are. Somebody pointed this out to you on the radio show last night, and you went right back to it.
Okay.
And now, is that stupidity, or is it, I need attention?
I'm not trying to get attention.
Yeah, you clearly are.
You don't think you're caustic?
You didn't forget. You did it on purpose.
You don't think you're caustic?
No. Not generally.
You don't think you're aggressive and...
Maybe on stage I am.
In real life?
No.
I think you are.
You think I am, because I am to you, because you're difficult to communicate with.
I really have a major headache. Like,
well, then stop the podcast.
No, we only got 4 more minutes.
To do what? Yeah. An hour?
No, to 45 minutes. We'll do 45.
This has been the longest 45 minutes of my fucking life.
Me too. It's been a long one. Because we didn't get, you know what? Last week when we talked about the open micer, and open micers, people were very happy with it.
Oh, were they? Learned.
Yeah.
Oh, were they? Was there three tweets about it?
Oh, you're Mrs. Exaggeration with the tweets. Don't lie about that.
What
don't
do you
lie
mean?
About that. Oh, people loved it. They were tweeting. Yeah, like two people, Brian and the other guy.
Leave Brian out of this.
Brian and one leg. Brian and Joe one leg. That's your tweets, right? Brian with a B.
I think everyone should put their best body part in their Twitter handle.
Who, Joe one leg?
Yeah, that's his best body part.
I haven't talked to him in a while on Twitter. I haven't seen him around.
You know, it's like really like only happy people are missing a limb. Is that just me that's noticed it? Like truly happy people are missing a limb. They've had to dig deep somehow and they come out the other side happier than regular people.
You know what?
Hey, listen, don't think about anything I just said and start talking about the plans or something that you did for me. Hey,
no,
why don't you do that? Because you know why? That's not aggravating conversation at all.
No.
Well, why don't you tell me about why you won't take a fucking Tylenol? I don't want it. I don't want my body to stop producing its natural Tylenol.
Oh, my head is fucking exploding.
If my body stops producing its natural Tylenol, that's like a Band-Aid on a peg.
Have you ever spanked Raina in public? Like hit her in the butt? Like, or like, come on, let's go, and spanked her? Or?
No. I dragged her out of a fucking bookstore once.
What do you mean dragged
her? Literally dragged her out.
No.
Her shoes came off.
No.
Yes, because she was having a fucking fit, and I didn't know what to
like
do.
Like nowadays, like if she has to fit, like she has a fit, mm-hmm. you have to get everybody in the store and go, okay, how should I handle this so I don't get arrested?
Excuse me.
You have to go to everybody.
Could people tweet me?
How am I going to do this where I don't go to jail?
Yeah.
Like, what do you got to do? I mean, obviously that guy went a little too far
with the switching.
Yeah, I know. That's who hits somebody with a switch.
Well, this is the thing why we didn't bring this up fucking 80 minutes ago, I don't know. But why do people say like, well, my father did it, my grandfather did it, that's the way we do it, we're from the South, and da-da-da. It's like, yeah, well, a lot of shitty things happened in the South that your grandfather and your great-grandfather did or were a part of.
What do you mean? In the North, too.
I'm just saying, if you're going to use that as an excuse, it's a fucking ridiculous excuse.
Well, it's hard. You are a product of your environment. You really
No, you
are.
Don't. No, you do better.
You try. Some people can't, though.
Okay, so let's, yeah. You know what
I'm not
we should
agreeing.
Do? We
I'm
should
not...
start putting our fucking six-year-olds to work. Because that's what they used to do in the olden days. Okay?
No, I'm not saying
should we
it's
do
right.
that? How about if you live on a farm, you don't have to go to school because you got to take care of the farm. Should we start doing that? There's a lot of shitty things that we used to do that we don't do anymore. So when you're hitting a four-year-old with a tree branch, you might have a fucking light bulb go off at some point and be like, oh, that doesn't seem right.
How did he get caught?
This doesn't seem right. The kid had to go to the doctor and he had, the doctors are now trained. You know, before it used to be they look the other way. It's your kid. You can do what you want with it. But doctors and nurses are trained to look for abuse. And when a kid comes in with a...
Well, wasn't
you know,
it a nurse
with
at school or was it a doctor?
I don't know. When a kid... I think it was an actual doctor. When the kid comes in with a fucking cut on his scrotum, they take another look at the situation.
Yeah. They call the police.
Yeah, and they should.
So...
It's gross. It's how does a fucking 350, I'm guessing, I don't know how heavy he is, pound football player think it's okay?
It's not 350 pounds.
How big is he? I don't know.
Fucking know, but 350
seems
pounds?
Like a lot of muscle. It's a big guy, probably 6 feet. A lot
yeah.
of muscle.
Yeah, 220 maybe.
Okay.
350 pounds?
Let's
go,
let's go 260.
Guy? He's not 260.
I can't believe we're going to get into a fight about his weight.
350.
He's doing change. But he's a fucking enormous man, right? A lot of muscle. He's in top physical condition. And he's beating his four-year-old with a stick.
How big was the stick? Was it a big stick or a switch?
Doesn't matter. I mean...
So...
Could you imagine?
I couldn't do it. Get that big. I don't think I ever hit my kids like that. I might have spanked them. I spanked my kids.
I swatted Rain on the butt before.
Yeah, on the butt. You can't go to jail for that, can you?
Oh, I don't know. Probably. Depends. I mean, what if you hit her on the butt and she fell over and hit the coffee table in her head?
Well, one time I grabbed Jessica. I was so mad. I grabbed her and pulled her towards me on the bed.
Uh-huh.
Like, this was...
You should have left out on the bed part of this story because now it's gross.
Oh, no, no. She was running from me.
Uh-huh. Oh. It's making it worse.
Well, no, hold on. Okay, my pants. No. How old do you think she was? Probably six. Six. She was running from me. You know, she was just being trouble. God, they were trouble sometimes, those kids, when they were small. And she jumped on the bed, and I grabbed her just to pull her, you know. I might even have been playing with her. No, I might have been. I think I was mad at her. But I pulled her, and as I'm pulling her, her head hit the table. Fucking blood started gushing. You
yeah,
know, so
that's, see.
But it wasn't on purpose.
No, I know, but it doesn't matter. At some
it
point.
Wasn't on purpose at all. I was just pulling her towards me. But as I'm pulling her right. head, you know, I didn't know she was going to make a right turn.
That happens one too many times.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a complete accident. She always knew it.
Well.
But I don't think.
Don't hit your kids.
I don't think I ever hit my kids. Like, Raina can drive you to crazy. She can drive you to the point, you know, she's like you. You tell her.
No, she's not like that with me. Yeah. She's only like that with you because what
you just
do,
said you had to drag her out of the bookstore.
But I know exactly why that happened.
I know exactly why anything
because
happened.
She'd been with you for a lot of time. And here's the thing that you do. You reward her for bad behavior.
No, I don't.
And the other day you got mad at her and you yelled, you're not allowed to use your iPad or whatever. And then you completely walked away from the situation. She picked up her iPad and she started using it immediately. And you did not say one word.
Yeah, because I said, you're not allowed to use your iPad next July under my breath.
Oh.
You didn't hear that.
Okay, neither did she. But I'm just saying, like, so whatever you're empty, you can yell and scream all you want. They're just empty threats to her. She just tunes you out because there's never any real... The only punishment she ever gets is that you're mad at her. And then you act like a baby. You're like, fine.
But then
you're
I get
like,
on that.
I'm not
her.
Talking to you or whatever. I hear you say stuff like that. It's like, no. You're not exactly like, you know, doing like out of some textbook parenting. You want to be like that? Be like that.
I give it a silent treatment.
Yeah.
All right. We could wrap this up. Well, that guy's in trouble.
Yeah, he should.
He's in trouble.
I mean, he'd say, like, I get...
How do you love a kid and do that to
this
a kid?
Is the thing. I get that he made a mistake, and I get that he's like, wow, like, probably now it's come into full focus for him. Like, that was wrong, and he didn't realize it at the time. But he should have realized it. That's the thing. He should have. At some point, he should have been like, hey, the way that my dad treated me or whatever... I mean, when you look at it, your four-year-old, even if they're acting like assholes, you're enormous compared to them.
Well, even if you weren't enormous, even if you were fucking... 12-year-old.
I know, but I'm saying, like,
you know. Anyhow, look at this weekend. I'll be in Ohio, the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls. This weekend, we got some other shit coming up. Rent our movie, Women Aren't Funny, iTunes, Amazon. And I think I'm going to go take some Aleve or Tylenol. What do you think?
Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Is that how you're wrapping it up? You're just saying goodbye like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy anniversary. I love you.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.